talk a little bit about, so the Maisa he's spending here, he's talking a lot about the Inyan of the Tzelem Elikim. The Ziv and the he says Adam has himself a certain Ziv and Ha'ara that you don't have in even in Malachim. And that's the Chav of Adam Ziv of Tzelem Elikim, that he has that Ziv over there. And he explains, till now he explains, right, also he explains the Inyan why Adam, in what sense is Adam Cheshev from Malachim. He'll explain later that they're a little bit Mutba B'chayma, they're not Mutba B'chayma, but they don't have the Nitzot Tzalaiki and so on. So Malachim don't have the special dimension, the special Nitzots, and Adam has it. I'd like to try to understand the Nekuda of why is it that Adam has it? In other words, what tchuna of Adam makes him a kli for having that ha'ara? Lechura, it's a little strange because Malachim is chesed Adam, so it's not fair. I mean, it doesn't make any sense that in a kli like a malach, which is kuli kodesh, they're lacking that zivin ha'ara, and in Adam you have it. So I'd like to understand also the Inyan Torah is compared to Ayur. Also, when Chazal darshan the Inyan of Ner Mitzvah Torah, Chazal liken the Ner to the Mitzvah Ner, and the Torah is to Ayur. The word Ner means a candle. So a candle is a Hechatim to fire. Not much different. I mean, unless one is like Or HaShemesh, it's brighter, but the difference in Ner and Or is kind of a little bit hard to grasp, really. It should be Ner or Keneged Avuka, Ner Keneged Shemesh. But Or, I mean, when you have a Ner, you also talk about Or. In Chazal over there, in the Gemara Seder, when it describes the difference between the Ner Mitzvah to Or, so it's the description is there are three things. There are kaitim of arkanim and so on, and that is and for that you have the ner which takes care of it. That's darga one. Darga two, you have the lift and the highest rose, and that the aura takes care of. And then the precious drachem, that's the misa, that the person knows where he's going to. So the yichud of that chelik, the yichud of the chelik of Torah is connected like the chayas ros and the listim, as opposed to the mitzvah, which is connected mecholim and so on. So Chazal are giving us a certain hagadora that the difference in this is like the difference in this. I'd like to go over a little bit on the that nekuda. In yonim of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midas that associate themselves with Ayur and Ha'ara are the midas of Tiferes and or possibly Hoyt. But you Pashtus, when we talk about says the Moshe Rabbi Yechanan was Shufer Rabbi Yechanan. It says that he was very if I like Shufer the Balabara, and it says Gal Dare the Apik Noira. He uncovered his hand and the oil came out. So the oil is a product of his Yefi. That's sort of the Midah of Rabbi Yechanan that gave that. So the pshat is like this. Whenever you have the when we talk about a ziv or a ha'ara and so on, we're always talking about the something that comes from the entirety of a tzura. Lamashal, let's say you'd say he'd be twice as tall, twice as heavy, twice as muscular. I'd be twice as scared. The bigger, the stronger, the heavier, the more muscular, the more I'd be scared. That would be the normal proportion. You sometimes have a person that his tzura is matel ema, something about the whole tzura, or a person who's about yofi and his tzura is moishich. There is no kal v'chaima there to say madach if the person is 6 foot tall, he's so good looking. If he'd be 9 foot tall, ask kama kama. Madach if his nose is XX centimeters, if he's good looking, if he'd be longer or shorter, be even better. The answer is absolutely not. The ha'ara of shleimus, the ha'ara is a toilada of the entirety of the tzura rather than any one prat. So if the tzura is destroyed, whether through chesed or yaseh, it's gone. Unless you have all the samimanim of the tzura, all the elements of the tzura, in its exact proportion, you don't have the hara. That's yaifi, that's the hara of yaifi. So if with the asking ourselves, where's the yichud of hara come from? The answer would be from the tzelem. The tzelem is the entire tzura that is more than the pratim. Just like when you see a dot or two dots or three dots, you see dots. When somebody puts it together and it looks like a person, like a tzura, then it creates something that is misala from any one of the pratim. If I see a dozen dots, I count them and I say I see a dozen dots. If a dozen dots are arranged in a very peculiar fashion, then I say, oh, I see here, I see a tzura of a person. The Adam's yichud in the Bria, both in Elyonim and Tachtonim, is that he's echad. Chazal say it. I mean, it says it on, you know, that the mokum that could have been toast is he's a yachad tachtonim, I'm yachad Elyonim. But let's be boichen a little bit more. If down in Tachtonim, the Bria itself, the Maral asks, how could the Echad have made many? How could the Ribui come from the Echad? So the Maral says that Odom is the Me'achin of it. In other words, the Tzura Tachtonim also, the Tachtonim also have a Tzura of one, that's Odom. Adam is worker from Pratim, but it really, when a person looks at the Bria, if he sees it from a real bird's eye view, if he looks at it through the lens of Adam, then he sees one Bria. And that's why Adam's first Sivu is Redur Gasayam, and so on. Adam's Chiyuv is to encompass the Bria, because his job is to make the Bria one. It says by the Mishkan, you know, the Urias on top were many patches, and Vahoya Mishkan Le'echot, you had to hook them up together and make it into one. So Adam is the Tzura Tachtonim that makes it all to one. He can be shaylus from the top of the world to the bottom of the world and put everything into its place so that it gets one Tzura. That's Adam Klape Tachtonim. Adam Klape Elyonim is also a different Priya. The Maal says this when he speaks about Ingvuris, Nibli Malav, Nibli Sarav, and so on. So the Maal says that the different Malachim are Cheshevet than Adam, as in a klolis tegoifin, in a putz tegoifin. In other words, a malach is much chesed than an adam, and that's right. But a malach doesn't have the midah of klolis. A malach, by definition, is a prat. Every malach is one specific midah, and that's all there is to it. So the specific aspect of a person's midah, that's the specific aspect of a malach's midah, means that no matter how chashuv he is, he has only one facet of the Bria, and he doesn't have the shleimus of the Bria and the melas and the yefin, the achdus of the Bria. So Tzuras Adam is the Tzura also klape el yonim. Klape the olam ha-mitzvahs. It says that when the malachim came down, that Klal Yisrael, it was took from the malachim the different machnis that are mesave of the golem were a copy of a certain anhaga where you have everything arranged around the one. Adam in this world is also klapet the olam ha'elyon, the olam ha'mitzvahs, the one that is machal all the koiches. So there are different midas and anhagas like Kadosh Baruch Hu. A malach echad is not oisah shtei shlichus. Adam is bedavka does many shlichus. Adam does all the shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu is called a shliach because his shakul connects everything. Shluchah shel Adam is kemoisei, and that means in mitzvah his entire hekif. And b'meila Adam has in himself the full hekif avodah. In the world of tivuyim of ruchnius, mitzvahs themselves, each mitzvah, a mitzvah is a prat, and that's why each mitzvah is a dimyan tzener, because a ner is one place, one specific location where you have a chelik of the or is recognized. In other words, there's oir as a bria koilelis, and then there's a ner, which is something very, very specific. So ner is this nekuda X. It's one place where light comes and is shaykhanai. And then, and if a guy has a ner from his own, it's shaykhan there. If there's a shemesh, it's shaykhan there. But oir is the kololius of ha'ar in the world, and b'meila, the yachas of mitzvah to Torah is the yachas of And since Adam can have in himself that surah of Koyser, it's the Shemesh Reich move give way for him. When the highest rods of listening see the horror of terror, they move away from it. It's in its remit, its intent. When a person is battling Ra in a specific Indian, that's where the world of mitzvahs comes in. You know, I'll do this, it's an Isser, it's an Araisa, it's a Chorus, it's this, it's that. But when a person is generally speaking, when a person wants to push away bad, so then it's the zin of the person. It's the kolonis of the person.
Representative Makarish Paul.
Mahuaf Ata. But he says there's a Mida that the Pshat is, I'm not taking on any Mida, I'm making a miniature of the other thing. In other words, my Tzura is to be a Me'ain of the other Tzura, a miniature of the other Tzura. So here the Pshat is, I'm focusing on the entire, just like the midpoint, Yaakov Avinu seen as the midpoint, seen the Ovis, means that he wants to be part of the klal that's koil all the pratim, rather than the pratim shabai. That was the midah, and that midah is the midah that includes the tzelem. That's the midah. That's a midah that has that ziv and yofi because it includes the entire of it. So just like yofi is something that's nitfas only on the entire of something. That's where you get a ha'ara. The person in Klal Yisrael was Yaakov Avinu, or Moshe Rabbeinu, we got the Torah, that stole through to that midah of the entire Shabbat. It has that midah of that ha'ara. So, Odom Arishon, because that was the kavanah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had that midah. That was the mutz, that was Shnei Akeiros, Shnei Galgalim, was called Aira. Yaakov Avinu, because he was the bottom, he was kilo, the finished product of all the kreichos of the Avis, was diamond to that. And Moshe Rabbeinu Kabbalah Satira, calls man, he was in a different point. The Malachim threatened to burn him in Rav Piyam. When he moved over to this Mekud over here of Kafka, of the same place that Chokuk, the Mus of Yaakov Avinu, that's where he became Roif to be Mekabel Torah above the Malachim. That's where the Malachim couldn't reach him, because in that midah of being Ma'achin, of putting together, that was one. So the Indian of Kabbalah Satira wasn't, Moshe says in the Shining Marf, the Torah was given Megillus. No. So there's a chelik. Each chelik in Torah stands as a chelik, and that's fine. But there's a much deeper Indian Torah where the klal of Torah comes together, and that's the after moilah the Oyer Shabbat. The Oyer of Torah is that when all the pieces click together, and that's when you have a demus and a tzura. If you have many pratim that are good, and some pratim are really fantastic, that's not moilah at all. It's only when you have it, when the entire thing together clicks into exactly what it should be, that you have that ha'ara. So Martin's Torah is not just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave mitzvahs before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave mitzvahs in Mamre. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave mitzvahs to others. There are more lists, the whole list, but where HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept giving mitzvahs. Martin's Torah wasn't a hashlama of that in the sense of finishing off the mitzvahs that weren't given. Martin's Torah was a whole different Indian of giving it all miksha achastik. That's why you had the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch of staying all the dibris in one word, that Mashayiz Nechodesh Shmoya and so on, because that was the etzim Torah. Then you have to go and bring it down. There was no choice. People needed to understand it, so you have to go piece. But the etzim sense of Torah was the entire in one shot. That was Kabbalah Satira and Sefer Be'etz. Okay, any questions?
Yeah, that was shy just on the Indian of Yofi shtickle. I understand the Yira. If I'm standing the Indian of Yira, if I'm standing in front of a person like Rabbi said is different league than me, so I feel my metzias is I feel like a non-entity sort of. So is matel aim on me? When I let's say I see on a concrete level, I see a very handsome person. So I am impressed from the balance of the features and so on. But what is what am I when I say wow? What am I saying wow at? Like what is the yofi of what?
A person, the wow. Let's take even an example from like hoid, which is a frightening type of yofi. It's a pshat is I sense something here that's loy ma'al mahadein. There's a certain nitzot that, you know, it's coming from himself, that this level, this tour, this whole, the whole Shleimus Hadava is more in a person, a certain Hishtos, because it's reminiscent of something much bigger.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good, so, Chakoshev is a good Shabbos, and Chakoshev is a Sameach, and, Kabbalah Satayra, Lichtige Kabbalah Satayra.
Amen.
And I think next week we